You're 18 years old. You're undergoing brain surgery. It's not a knee. It's not a shoulder. It's not an elbow. And when I say you need to see something like this, my father once had brain surgery. He had leukemia. It got into his brain. It's terrifying. Man, there's no way to even explain it unless you've been through it or seen it. And you were just 18. I mean, were you, obviously you were frightened. Were you frightened that maybe you wouldn't make it through, that maybe that was that?
Yeah, I was really scared, man. And like I said, the pain was like, it's not even, I can't even really explain the pain. But like, going through that, like, you would think that something like that, you're not going to make it through, especially feeling the pain. I wish I could explain it better, but it's almost like somebody had my brain in their hand and they were squeezing it as hard as they can. And like, I really didn't know. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it through or not.
That's the end of the story, right? You somehow overcome this, you make it back, it's all good. But that's not the end of the story. Then you come back and you're playing, and then you suffer a knee injury that requires surgery. So at that point, did you ever say, God, you've given me enough. Why me? Why do I deal with this now? And when you're faced with knee surgery after everything you've been through already, then what goes through your mind?
Well, I felt like the knee surgery was very small compared to what I had been through. So, I mean, of course, I had to get over it. I knew I had a long way to go from the knee surgery, but, I mean, I felt like it was small from the brain surgery, you know?
That makes sense to me. I mean, at any point, did you think maybe this NFL thing is just not meant to be, or did you never lose track of that goal?
No, I never lost track of it. Because I think that's where I'm meant to be. I mean, I think it's destined, but, I mean, that's just me. I know a lot of other people, they don't think the same, but, I mean, I feel like it doesn't really matter what they think. It matters about what I think.
Neuron, I'm not sure I know anybody who's been through what you've been through, and I don't mean just the brain surgery and the knee surgery. We haven't even talked about what it was like to grow up and what your life was like growing up. When you were six, your mother was battling cancer, and she passed away on Mother's Day. And that's when you were six. And then 3 years later, your father passed away. And we're talking about somebody as young as you, and you lost both of your parents. How did you get through that? What was that like?
That was definitely terrible. It was very terrible. It was a terrible situation, but, I mean, it was something that I couldn't control. And my grandmother, she preached that to me, and she also was there for me, and not only my grandmother, but the rest of my family. They helped me through that, and, I mean, it was just something that was, it was a tough situation that I couldn't control, but, I mean, I had family there all the way.
You lost both your parents, you had brain surgery, you had knee surgery, and here you and I are talking about your opportunity to play in the NFL. You fast forward, and knowing everything that you've been through and the way you've persevered, what was it like when you found out you had been drafted by the Raiders?
Oh, it was great. It was definitely a blessing, man. And, I mean, it was excitement. It was a whole bunch of feelings that just went through my body. And, I mean, I'm just so thankful for it.
You know, you've reached the NFL. You've made it. I mean, you've got a stick, and you want to make a mark for yourself, but you've already reached the NFL, so you know you're a role model. You know people know your story. You know that even more kids will be looking up to you right now and looking at your story and gaining inspiration from it. What does that part of the story mean to you, that you're an inspiration to so many?
Oh, it means a lot. It only makes me want to go harder, man, and to know that people are looking up to me. I mean, it makes me want to live in a right way, you know, because I want to show them that they can do it too, as long as they do the right things in life, you know?
Any idea what the black hole is like, the Raider black hole? You've seen the Raiders, you've grown up watching the Raiders. Any idea what it's going to be like when you hit that field and you see the Raider faithful, Raider fan?
Man, well, I got an idea because I hear that it gets really crazy, but, I mean, I'm just ready to experience it firsthand, but I hear that it's really crazy, and I can't wait to experience it.
It is a story of strength and perseverance. Neuron Ball, Raiders linebacker, joining us, a fifth-round draft pick, and it starts officially on September 13th when the Raiders take on Cincinnati. Neuron, thanks for sharing your story. Really good to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You know, I've said before after an interview, I don't know too many stories quite like that one, but sincerely, I don't know too many stories like that one.